Ouais.
On va que l'assemblée possible de millionnaire chez nous pour many times we hear that Gurudev is God himself, like Bhagavan himself. Guru is Bhagavan himself. So how to develop such vision? How to what on what does it depend, such deep vision of Gurudev, such
To develop the vision of Gurudev is Bhagavan. Question is, how does the disciple develop the vision of the Guru is Bhagavan? By Guru is Bhagavan in the sense that he represents the teachings of Bhagavan. He conveys and explains the teachings of Krishna in the Shastra. Basically, the Guru should be representative of the wisdom, love, and compassion of Bhagavan. If you read Bhagavan, if you read Bhagavan Sri Krishna, you should feel that when you meet Guru, you're meeting something like meeting Krishna. You should feel love from the Guru, you should feel compassion, and you should experience wisdom from the Guru. This is why the Guru is pulling these things down from Krishna and distribute them in the world as much as he or she can. So as much wisdom, love and compassion the Guru has received and absorbed for Krishna, they can give it out to other people. So you see the Guru as that. This is something extraordinary. The vibration of Guru, the dealings of Guru, the wisdom of Guru, it's not available in the marketplace. It's only available from the Guru. So in that sense, you don't find God at every street corner. You find human beings at every street corner, but you don't find God. So God is rarely found. So the Gurus are living gods. They're walking gods. They're called Bhudevas. Like Brahmins are sometimes called Bhudevas. Brahmins are called Bhudeva, means gods on earth. Because the Brahmins are supposed to be the representatives of Krishna, of Bhagavan. Because they bring the spiritual knowledge. They bring the reality, make the reality of God become manifest before the Jiva. Only God can make the reality of God appear. Only God can show himself to you. So you have to see God in Guru. And Guru and Krishna, and Krishna and Guru. That's what the Shastra say. Krishna says, Acharya Mami Janyan. He tells Uddhava, the Acharya is me. Qualities to get that vision. Well, the quality, I mean, basically the vision is what the Shastras are describing, the identity of the Guru. But you have to, it's the, you read the Shastras describing qualities of a Guru, the actions of a Guru, and then you experience it, then you get convinced that, no, this is true. I read this, I saw this, I experienced it. This guy must be a Guru. You know, it's self-evident. That's why Krishna says in Gita, Raja Vidya Raja Guyam Pavisham Paramampa Pradyaksham Bhagavan Dharmyam. He said this Dharma is Pradyaksha, it's manifest. You read about it and you see it. Hey, seeing is believing. You meet a spiritual person. He describes a spiritual person like this. I met a spiritual person. Hey, imagine. The only way you really see anyone is by service and surrender. So you surrender to the Guru, you serve him. That's why Rupa Goswami describes bhakti. Bhakti is all about Guru. First four steps of bhakti is Guru. Guru Padashraya, Diksha, Shiksha, Vishwambhaya Guru Seva, Sarabhagavana Vartate. First four things are all Guru. Bhakti is based on Guru. No Guru, no Bhakti. So by service, by surrender, then you'll understand the identity of Guru. Krishna will reveal in your heart, this guy's special. This guy's different. It's individual perception. He used to say, well, some don't see it. Because to get that vision requires surrender, study, and mercy. Mercy for Krishna, service to Guru, and study of Shastra. Then you can get some experience. It's called anubhav, experience of the truth. You can't experience the truth without knowing what is the truth of the Guru. There's a whole subject called Guru Tattva, truth of the Guru. There's a whole bunch of things about it. So you hear the Tattva, you hear the truth, you study, you surrender, you have a proper Guru, you surrender, you serve, and wait for the magic, Krishna, in your heart. Acha. Then your sambandha, Guru Shishya sambandha becomes very nishtha. It's called nishtita bhakti. It's based on nishtita sambandha with Guru. If there's some shy, if there's doubts, there's hesitation, well, there's that, then you can't go forward. If you have any doubts, then you're like a criminal guy trying to run the 100-yard dash in the Olympics on crutches. You can't run too fast. Doubts are like crutches, trying to walk with crutches. Crutches. Can't walk too good that way. And doubts have to go. By Shastric knowledge, by Seva, by prayer and by mercy, then you get fixed up. Question.